Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your host today, Janet Thornburg, excuse me, also known as Daisy, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Our cosmic weather, we just had a solar eclipse in Cancer on the 12th, which doesn't represent an easy transit. We will be affected by this eclipse to figure out what is and what isn't working in your life. So you're going to have challenges to show you whether a relationship's right, whether a friendship's right, whether if you're on the right path. And taking the right step and making the right decision could give you a better chance for a better future. We also presently have a Scorpio moon, which causes a tendency to inadvertently create pain, whether you do that in your mind or in your conversation with someone else. This is not a good time to try to solve emotional issues. You need to be very aware and look at what's around you and get a reading if you need some help sorting it out. And this eclipse was in opposition to Pluto, so there is some destructive energy present, but this energy is present to force change. Change has to happen. We can't stay the same. Jupiter just went direct and is in the sign of Scorpio and will not happen again until 2030. This effect is great. It's abundance and luck helping you to achieve your heart's desire. And our health tip for today was taken from a show given by Dr. Richard Becker on your health. And he was talking about dental hygiene. And if there are problems in your mouth, somehow, some way, you got to get it fixed. All that buildup of bacteria goes directly to your heart. We need absolutely keep our mouths clean. And my dentist told me that if at all possible, try to clean your mouth within 20 minutes of eating. If it's not possible, to at least rinse your mouth. And they're discovering that our mouths are the basis of a lot of things, not only what we speak, but in hygiene as well, causing problems in the body. So today's show is about the quality of your life. And as I said in my statement, our best experience. God wants you to have your best experience. He wants you to have abundant life. He wants you to enjoy your life. He wants you to be able to have a barbecue and enjoy companionship. He wants us to be happy. Now, our show today is about some of the things that create our experience. And in James chapter 3, verse 8, it speaks about the tongue and how powerful our words are. And what we need to do is use that to our advantage. Speak positive affirmations related to your problem. For example, Proverbs 18:21 says, "Life and death is in the power of the tongue." We have the capability to speak blessing or cursings. And right now, Father God, thank you for your promise of the Holy Spirit to tame our tongues. Your word says, no man can tame his own tongue. We receive today a fresh outpouring of your spirit and of your divine energy and supernatural strength. We give you praise and glory right now. We praise you for sudden breakthroughs that are being released in our lives, in our health, and in our future, in Jesus' name. We all know things begin with thoughts. Everything begins with a thought. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5 says, to take thoughts captive that do not line up with God's word or his will for your life. And again, remember, the God of the universe wants you to enjoy your life. He loves you. He wants you to enjoy your life. He really wants you to be healthy and sickness, none of these things come from him. So So taking thoughts captive to line up with God's word. Again, I recommend Gregory Dickow's 40-day fast, because he reveals the problem, gives you a positive affirmation, and those affirmations is what helps release that mindset and make things better. Also, Rabbi Schneider of the Jewish Jesus, his third series in the Seize My Word series gives complete Bible affirmations. Each of these will change, and I found a mass difference using those. They're really great. So, and it will bring change in your life. If you will put the effort in, it will change your life. Okay, let's pause here and take some phone calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Hey, you know who I am? This is Linda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi. Hi, Linda.
Okay. I'm at the chiropractor.
Just an overview?
Huh? Yeah.
Or do you want to ask a question?
No, let's do an overview. Everything's too complicated. Too many questions.
Okay. Well, that fits with this planetary alignment. All these things are, believe me, I've been going through it this week myself.
I've been listening. Okay. It sounds just like my life. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it shows that you're disillusioned, and it's the timing that gets all of us. The readings that we see will happen, but they only always happen when we say they will. But there's an end to this money crunch and crisis and disillusionment. There's a surprise coming in 9 days. Within 9 days.
Within 9 days. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How's my daughter
and my grandkids
doing? You're in transition to completely change your life.
I've done it.
And you're being shown things that may not be comforting, within family members. And we're shown things that, can be disillusioning. And even the Bible says our worst enemies can be under our own roof, in other words, our own kin.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't understand. But St. Michael the Archangel is around you. He is bringing forth.
Okay.
You are going to end up with a better life this year.
What about my daughter and the kids?
Okay.
You know, that's my goal. My family is everything. Have a nice weekend. Thank you. I'm leaving the chiropractor. Okay, go ahead.
Well, she's been living a hard time for quite a while, and, I would say that her picker is broke when it comes to men.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps attracting the wrong kind of men. But she's beginning to learn. This last one has been a real learning lesson. And she's tired, and she just wants peace. And when she has some sort of security that she can be safe, she's gone from that relationship.
Well, I want to get her out of state. And that's what I'm working on, moving to Texas.
Well, we will continue our prayers. You keep the faith.
Thank you.
And remember that everything you pray for, immediately the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's a master of illusion, and he can create circumstances that make it look impossible. But we serve a God who can take the impossible and make it possible.
I know how to do that if I keep my trust in God and my eyes on him. That's why the devil can't get at me. That's why I will succeed.
The scripture says, I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. The devil has been pushing at me, and every time I just keep throwing that scripture at him, because that's what Jesus did.
Thank you.
And you know what? He
God
leaves.
Bless you. Oh, well, that's good.
I'll send you some minutes, and we'll get through the difficulties. I'll be back on Keene on Monday. And
I'm in a hotel right now for the next couple of days,
I sense this. I really do. And we'll
but
get
I'm
to those
complications.
But I'm
not scared, and I'm not worried. So,
Yeah,
right.
Worry
well,
is the opposite of faith. It contaminates faith. And it gives you action, but it takes you nowhere. It's like a rocket chair. It gives you lots of action, but takes you nowhere. So
I agree 100%. Yes.
Okay. Hang in there. There's change coming.
All right. Thank you. God
bless
you. God bless you all out there, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
So, I have an upcoming interview. Actually, it's a follow-up interview.
Cool.
I was hoping you could help. Yes. You know, I've
okay,
had
let's look.
A lot of difficulty with my current job, and it's new. You know, we've talked about it. It continues to be challenging.
You know, that's basically what this run is saying, because on the career line it shows, you know, a little tough, a little in stress. But you are going to balance that. Things are changing quickly. I feel really good about this follow-up interview. I think a change is, it shows you moving. It shows you making a change. And things are a lot better, a lot better.
Yeah, you know, I really don't want to give up on my current job. It's, you know, every job, every, you know, life is going to have ups and downs. It's just,
absolutely,
there's never really any ups. I've been there for 6 months now, and it's just been one thing after another. So, okay.
Well, I feel like that you are going to have something. I don't know if it's a second interview or something else that's coming up. It's going to be very tempting because it offers more money and more freedom, more flexibility to do the job. There is a quick change coming in your finances that are better.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you,
you
so
have a
much.
Lot to offer. You have a lot to offer in your career. I mean, so it shows your skill, and you're not always understood, but you're skilled.
Thank
you.
You
just keep the faith.
Thank
it's
going
to get better real quick.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Always
God
great
bless.
Talking
thank
to
you. For,
you.
Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
What would you like for me to do?
Could you give me an overview of love, love life?
Okay.
Whatever.
We're
going to
focus
that.
On love.
Non-existent right now, so for a long
well,
time.
Well, it shows you've been heartbroken. But that's in the passing influence line, meaning that and a battle. I think there's it's been a battle for a man to understand your significant other here to understand you.
Mm-hmm.
No understanding, and there's not good communication. It hasn't been good communication. But you have an adventure coming up. Someone new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sad, but you know, I work on Keen, and I hear about relationships all the time, and it's almost like today's world they're disposable. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Come on, folks.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be disposable. Okay.
It shouldn't, but it's terrible.
Uh-huh. And I hear from people how difficult it is dating today and everything. So it's just like,
yeah.
And it's been an emotional, and it might have something to do with your past life karma or something, but that's ending now. You're going to have a very powerful relationship coming up. And I got two in the present line, so that could be 2 weeks or 2 months. And this is
okay.
A person that you're supposed to meet. He is a VIP of some kind. He's either in his own business or he's you know, in charge of, and he has a very, very solid job, very solid income, good with money, had past relationship problems, kind of gave up on it, but now is lonely and looking forward to meeting somebody. He's got the same mindset that you do as far as relationships concerned. And he's coming up real soon here. And it being in the present line could be as little as 2 weeks.
Wow. Oh, it's about time.
Yeah, well, see, these planets have been yucky, but now that Jupiter's gone direct, that's going to improve our money. And then Venus and Mars are in a good aspect for bringing forward. And this theme for this year, for 2018, is dysfunctional relationships have to quit. It has to stop. And that these planets now are helping people to recognize if they're in one and giving them the fortitude to step aside, you know. You don't deserve to be, and you deserve to have the right relationship. That's God's idea. He wants us not only to enjoy our own lives, but he wants us to have the right person in our life, and he wants us to have good influence in our life. And it looks like that's going to happen for you this year.
Yes, I definitely need that, coming from a divorce 3 years ago. So I want to say I was heartbroken. I just was let down because I wasn't really in love with that person. It just, the things he put me through, it just was so unnecessary. But
yeah,
it made me who I am right now. Mm-hmm. It made me who I am now. So, and I'm glad that he taught me that. You know, at first I couldn't get it. And I was like, but now I get it. So, because I'm becoming a better
amazing
person.
Amazing how that happened. Yeah. But you know what? That's learning from things and moving on. And that's what we need to do. Just shake the dust off and move forward. That's what Jesus did in the garden when he was agonizing. He took a step forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do. We got to go forward. But this is going to be a good year for you relationship-wise. You are going to meet somebody very special very soon.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you so much, Daisy. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, you know, we do walk a path in this life, and we learn. And it's not so much what happens to you, it's how you react to it. And it's exactly how you react to what happens to you. But people come into our lives to give us understanding, and we all know that things will... We will face those things. So I want you to know that when God, in Genesis 2, verses 7, breathed life into Adam, he became a living soul. Ancient biblical wisdom says this statement can also be translated as man became into a speaking being. So our words... spoken using God's words will activate God's promises. So if you're looking for the right relationship, Psalm 37, verse 4, I believe, or 7, says God will give us the desires of our heart. That, and 2 John says, above all things, he calls us beloved, above all things, God wishes that we were in health, and in prosperity. And prosperity means nothing missing, nothing broken. The right relationship, everything. So these words are found in the Bible. And this is a very important book. And there's controversy today of some groups that want it gone and don't want it to exist anymore. And that would be a very bad thing. Because ancient teaching teaches us that if we use these words, it'll work. And I can testify to that. And the worst of all evil speech that we can possibly do is when you speak against yourself, putting yourself down in a negative and demeaning manner. That is really not good. We need to understand why people don't get their breakthroughs that they're praying for. It's because of the negative words that block the promises of God. Speak blessings over your life, and blessings over the lives of your children or loved ones. Some examples are Revelation 12, verse 11. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Ephesians 1:3, I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. 2 Peter 1:4, I am a partaker of divine nature. So those are positive affirmations, and using them will work. Okay, let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. Sorry about that. I guess you were listening. You can call back in. The callback number is 646-378-1297. And continue to listen. Or you can listen anytime in the archives to any show that I've done. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
If you could just give me a, anything you have to tell me would be fine.
Okay. Well, money's a concern. That's your first card, and it's crossed by the Five of Swords, which is stress. And, you're the type of person that needs to be in, have things, in, not a control, don't take this wrong, not a controlling person, but have things under control, your bills, you know, and if all that's done, you're content. But you have, your last card is the Ace of Pentacles. You have a big financial surprise this year. It should have happened already. I'm not sure exactly what blocked that, but we don't care. That's the past. All we know care about now is that you know in the future that you are going to have this financial windfall.
Praise you, Jesus. Yes.
I know. Praise you, Jesus is right.
Oh, okay.
So, and this is financial independence. So this, you know, these opportunities, and it keeps saying it's going to happen this year. And that this year is a victory over a lot of things and a major change in your life for the better. And what you've been wishing for, you're finally going to see it. Sometimes things are delayed for a reason. We don't always understand that. But the main thing, like I said, is that you are going to get it.
I can't thank you enough. That's wonderful news. Thank you.
Thank
so
God.
Much.
Well, you know, I pray that the Holy Spirit guide these shows, and God asked me to do them, and I can see why I didn't understand, and I've been doing it for several years now. He asked me to do them, and because He is really pulling on people. We are in the end times. A lot of things that are happening, and I'm going to talk shortly here about some of the spirits that are affecting us. But you just hang in there. Life's getting better for you.
I will. Thank you. And God bless you for doing these shows.
Thank you. Thank you for participating. Thank
you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, JZ. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How you
Hello.
Doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you? It's been a long time.
I'm good. Been going through some challenges, but I'm hanging in there. I know what to do. I'm human. I let it get me down a little bit, and then I went, quit it.
Good to know. I don't have any new news to report on the job front or the love front, unfortunately. So this
Uh-oh.
Will be an interesting reading for me to get, yeah.
Okay. The first card is a new beginning. And you are going to be happy in a happy, you're going to be a happy marriage or a happy relationship. I mean, it's all up to individuals today. Some people don't want to get married. Some people do. But in your case, what I'm saying is you're going to be very happy. And you've had a lot to think about when it comes to your career. And you've had to make a different choice, like a different direction. But ultimately, you will end up back in the health profession. There is something temporarily coming here that's going to tide you over for several months.
Okay. That's
and
good.
I mean, look at that a little bit. Yeah. You've been one of those people, and also myself, I can testify to that too. I'm still waiting on, but you know what? I'm not going to let fear or of this, the way it looks affect me. I know that God is a God of miracles and that He can turn things around. He can make the impossible possible.
I hope
so. You're going to receive something here in 6 days, and it is regarding income. It's regarding a job. And like I said, it looks like a 6 to 8 month thing. Not that they're going to get rid of you, but that you have a better opportunity to move in a different way. Also, a choice in your love life, someone from the past, and someone that you're going to meet.
Okay.
And you've been in this dead spot, but guess what? It's going to start moving now. The next 2 weeks brings change. Okay?
Positive
Thank
change.
Thank you, Lisa. You know, if
Thank
you need
you.
To talk to me, just ask me. Send me an email on Keen, okay?
Okay.
And I'll send you minutes or something.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless.
Don't let money get in the way, okay? If you need help, call, you know. Okay, God bless.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you,
You're
too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I guess just a general reading. Let's see.
Okay. You have a very active mind. You're quick to pick up things and see things. But we, in a spiritual sense, sometimes the way things look in the natural is not the way it looks in the supernatural. You've been waiting, too. But you're going to have a victory, you know. The enemy tries to wear us out with time by making it look like, but you're going to have a personal victory. And you've got a money change this year and a relationship.
Nice. Hopefully soon.
I think the relationship is coming first because you've got, and you're kind of undecided about this man from the past, and he has made so many mistakes, and he's the kind of guy that beats himself up, and then it's like doesn't do anything. You know what I mean? Just doesn't do anything. But he can't seem to shake. He's sad. He's sad that he knows he made a wrong move, but he can't seem to shake it. So you got angels that are working on this, and they want you to give them all your fears and cares and let them do this for you. So just say, okay. I'm going to do that, and watch it change. Watch it change.
Now, do you think he's coming back?
I got something in 6 days.
Okay.
Something good.
Okay, good.
So I feel that he's going to make a trip, and it's like, well, I'm here. Let's just see if she'll have coffee. Or whatever,
good.
You know, drink.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay?
Aw, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
sweetheart.
You.
I appreciate you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having them. We all appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, God bless.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, I want to talk about this particular scripture that we're all dealing with right now. And it's taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So let's look at some of the spirits that are presently affecting us in our world. First one is the spirit of poverty. Now, this spirit tortures you with not having enough. Then we have the spirit of mammon, which tells you to trust your money more than God. The spirit of poverty makes us feel ashamed, and the spirit of mammon tells us to hold on to our money, cheat and steal, but the spirit of God tells us to give and receive. Then we have the four horses of the apocalypse spoken of in Revelation and in Zechariah. And these horses and their riders, they are spirits. Revelation 6:34 and Zechariah 6:18. The red horse is communism, which represents China and Russia. And our current administration is very active with both these countries right now. The black horse, the rider carries a pair of balances. That's capitalism. The white horse is Catholicism. And the pale horse, which was originally green, is Islam. The Bible prophesied Islam 600 years before Muhammad was ever born. We have 1.8 billion Muslims in the world today. And these spirits are very active. Remember, we are a spirit ourselves. We possess a soul, and we live in a body. We need to activate our spirit and put it in control. How? By accepting Jesus as Lord of your life. So I wanted to release right now in prayer in the name of Jesus. I release health and healing, prosperity, favor, peace, and joy with blessings over the lives of our listeners and our friends and people who participate with Spiritual Perceptions, who call in and share their story in Jesus' name. And you know, that's how we advance, by sharing ourselves and our problems. And sometimes when other people are listening, they can identify with what you're going through. And it's that group involvement that helps us to advance. The next show I'm going to do is going to be how to prosper in any depression or recession. So let's take another caller here and see what's going on here. Hello,
oh, you're
on the air.
You're not supposed to do me. You're not supposed to do me. Hang up. It's me, Linda.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
thank
sorry.
You, Linda. Bye.
Sorry.
So, you know, they're talking about the economy and everything right now, and our future. And our future is in the hands of God. So, Father God, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus, and I want to thank you for an outpouring of your grace and mercy. I want to give you praise that you're a God of miracles, that you are the God who rebukes the devourer for our sakes and makes the impossible possible. Right now, Lord, I ask that you come into the lives and situations of everyone that has shared their experience with us today, and all of our listeners and future listeners. And we know that you're no respecter of persons, and what you've done for the people of the Bible, you will do for us as well. And Satan, I command you to get out of people's lives, get out of their minds, their bodies, their finances, leave their family alone, and get out of their future. And right now, I wish to release, in the name of Jesus, health, healing, prosperity, favor, peace, and joy with blessings over the lives of our listeners and our friends of Spiritual Perceptions who call in Jesus' name. And anyone in the future that listens to this program, I pray that you will bless them. You know, all we have to do is believe. I have no doubt that this prayer will launch new beginnings into people's lives, and the revelations that is given to me to help others. And to realize that things are coming from the Holy Spirit is that everything that comes from God is to edify, build up, and comfort. Warnings are sometimes given, but not without solutions. And if you can't figure out something, the scripture tells you to seek counsel. So you see, the word says that honors that we should would speak seek counsel from people that are in our spiritual life. That includes your pastor, includes getting a reading. But again, like I said, when you're getting a reading, it should edify, build you up, and comfort you. Then you know it's coming from the Holy Spirit, and you know that it's real. And, you know, it's hard in this world. Even Jesus said in this world we'd have trouble, and it's hard. But remember to speak good things over yourself. Don't put yourself down. Remember, that's a bad juju. That's not a good one. Speak blessings over yourself. In fact, in Deuteronomy, we were commanded to speak blessings over our children. The tendency is to talk about the bad things they do. But instead of doing that, we need to speak blessings over them and speak blessings over our family. And that's what changes. That is exactly what changes things. And we have to remember that sometimes we are influenced by people and influenced by the way we think. In Proverbs, it tells us that how we think within ourselves is what influence we bring to ourselves by what we allow. What we allow that comes through our eyes and what comes through our ears and how we speak over ourselves. Life's not about chances, but life is about is determined by the decisions you make. And right now, we need to carefully consider all of our decisions. Make sure they're not based on emotionally charged feelings. You know, that's 99.99% wrong most of the time. Psalm 145, 18 to 19 says, God is close to all who call on him. Sincerely, he wants to fulfill the desires of those who reverence and trust him. There's a prayer exchange when you call upon God. We exchange the exchange of our natural strengths, abilities, and feelings, all of which are human and limited. But God's unlimited power will bless us and his supernatural blessings. Remember, there are big five forces that can drive us in the wrong direction. And you need to be observing and aware of this. Blame, depression, inferiority complex, rejection, and fear. Those five forces cause us to make wrong decisions. So we need to be in God's presence, which gives us his grace to overcome. And our focus for 2018 is to focus on what we can control and let go of things that we cannot control. And we have to realize that these planets, which are affecting us right now, are forcing us out of old patterns. So blaming and shaming are, you know, and our bodies are human containers, and they're here to teach us lessons. And some of the body karma, people have body karma. Some of us focus on issues too big. Some of us think we're too big, too small. You know, we need to understand that those feelings attached are come from an emotional center. Inner work will work much better. Meditating and learning to love yourself and to love your body as it is. And as you love it as it is, it will get better. It will definitely get better. Your body responds to love. Just like plants. Plants and animals all respond to love. So I think that has a lot to do. We need to accept the way things are right now and understand that our soul is teaching us lessons, and that if we just follow the two big ones, love the Lord your God with all your heart and your mind and your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's the new commandments that Jesus gave us, and that those are the secrets to life. And blocking our harvest comes with, if you hold resentment in your heart against anyone, we may not enjoy or like a situation, but to remedy it, we need to remedy it by walking in love. And not hold on to the wrong end, let it go. It means, you know, you have every right to protect yourself and your family against anybody that disturbs your peace. You do not have to be connected to that person. You don't have to have dinner with that. You don't have to associate. You do not have to associate. Okay, let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy. It's Vicki. Can you hear me?
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, my God. I almost forgot, and I just called in. Almost forgot about the show. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. Just
well,
an overview?
Yeah.
I do want to
go back and listen.
Okay. Well, you've been just endured quite a bit here. Financial, family loss, stressing about, you know, money and being able to do what you have to do. It's been a real challenge. But you have a new beginning coming up. It's finally concluding this cycle. And this has a lot to do with the theme of the planets and the theme of this year. Now you'll be able to focus on your happiness, and there is a good person coming. And a lot of this has to do with your mother's, and where finally she's finished her period. Now she wants change for certain family members, and she's working hard on them.
Well, I hope she works it out with them, because, you know, yeah, I finished paying today, so I made payments, so I'm done, you know. But I think the thing I'm stressing about is going home and going through that locker, and I don't want to go. I don't want to do it this weekend. So that's what I'm stressing about. But
is that the storage?
Yeah,
I know.
So
I think that's the hardest part. When I lost my mother, and I'm be 75 years old on August 1st, and I still miss my mother. miss my mother. Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to pay one more month and just try, or either try to do it by the end of the month, or I'll pay one more month and just, you know, see what happens. And because this is going to be a. Go
it's
ahead.
Hard. When I had to go, you know, especially her clothes and. It's difficult, but there's good news. There's something of value in that locker or that storage unit.
Okay.
And
you
need to do it when you have the time to do it thoroughly. You know, not be pressured. Yeah. So I think you're thinking right about waiting another month.
Yeah.
And
I
it'll let the dust settle too.
Yeah. I think they're more cooperative too, with it.
Yeah,
so
I agree with that.
Anything going on with the job?
Okay, let's look at your job. Well, everybody realizes what you're going through right now, and I don't see any. In fact, I've got a peaceful trend here for a while. But there is an opportunity, within in-house opportunity, for promotion. And that's coming up in two. That could be 2 weeks, 2 months. I think, you know, the lady that was giving you trouble is going to back off. People tend to do that when they know that you're in bereavement. And you're doing really good.
I'd love
for her
to go away.
I think you have a promotion coming up.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see, because this job is weird and stressful. You know.
Well,
so,
this is an in-house promotion. I don't know if it's the same thing. It may be a different department, or maybe, but it's more money, and it takes you away from her.
Yeah, I personally don't think she'll be there. I think they may fire her, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Well, she chose to be problematic, even with her own self. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, she is.
Not a happy person.
Mm-mm.
Just keep your prayers up. We'll keep prayers up for you in the church. And, of course, you go to one of the best churches in the world, Pastor Dickow.
Oh,
now, his work
wait.
Is brilliant. I mean, I've been around him in the ministry for well over 40 years, and I haven't seen anything put together quite like he did. It just shows, you know, brilliance, and he takes the problem, he gives you scripture reference, and then he gives you the affirmation to remove. It's just wonderful, wonderful work.
He is very good at what he does. You should call
yes,
him on his show. I keep telling you, call his show, but you won't call.
The radio show?
No, he's got a radio show called Ask the Pastor.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah,
yeah,
well, I've been at bat myself in my own personal life. I'm just, you know, but it's going to end, and I, you know, it's just my turn at the wheel, I call it. The wheel.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. So,
trudging
yeah.
along. Like Samson.
Well, okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless.
All right, God bless you.
Thank you. Father, we're grateful for this time that we can share things in your word. We praise you for your word. We praise you for your gift of your son, Jesus, and we know it's a finished work. We ask you to help everyone with grace to understand that it's a finished work and that they can access it with their faith. And that's all that we need is faith. Faith in you no matter how it looks. Faith in you no matter how it feels. Faith in you. And know that our lives are in your hands and our times are in your hands. And we thank you for all the knowledge of your word. And we thank you for all the people that participate. And we want you to help us enjoy the rest of our life. The rest of our life. And the rest of this year and by receiving your promises in Jesus' name. Okay, the next show, I will notify you, but it will be How to Prosper in Any Recession or Depression. And so no matter what the world's heading for, no matter what's coming down, this show will instruct us how to prosper through it all. And God bless everybody that participated, and God bless everybody that called in, and God bless everybody that listens now and in the future. I'll let you know when the next show is, and thank you, everyone, for participating. God bless.